Le Chiffre's hands were clasped in front of him, his two cards 3 or 4 inches away. With his right hand he picked up the two cards and turned them face upwards on the table with a faint snap. They were a 4 and a 5, an undefeatable natural 9. He had won. Ne fais la banque, quietly said the croupier. With his spatula he faced the Greek's two cards. Et le 7, he said unemotionally, lifting up gently the corpses of the 7 and queen, and slipping them through the wide slot in the table near his chair, which leads into the jib metal canister to which all dead cards are consigned. Le Chiffre's two cards followed them with a faint rattle, which comes from the canister at the beginning of each session, before the discards have made a cushion over the metal floor of their oubliette. The Greek pushed forward 5 plaques of 100,000, and the croupier added these to Le Chiffre's half-million plaque, which lay in the centre of the table. From each bet the casino takes a tiny percentage, the cagnotte, but it is usual at a big game for the banker to subscribe this himself, either in a prearranged lump or by contributions at the end of each hand, so that the amount of the bank's stake can always be a round figure. Le Chiffre had chosen the second course. The croupier slipped some counters through the slot in the table, which receives the cagnotte, and announced quietly, "Un banco d'un million." "Suivi," murmured the Greek, meaning that he exercised his right to follow up his lost bet. Bond lit a cigarette and settled himself in his chair. The long game was launched, and the sequence of these gestures and the reiteration of this subdued litany would continue until the end came and the players dispersed. Then the enigmatic cards would be burnt or defaced, a shroud would be draped over the table, and the grass-green baize battlefield would soak up the blood of its victims and refresh itself. The Greek, after taking a third card, could achieve no better than a 4 to the bank's 7.
"Un banco de 2 millions, said the croupier.
The players on Bond's left remained silent.
"Banco," said Bond.